Welcome back to tonight's Late Debate with me, Áine Kerr. Now, the White House tonight said the closure of border crossings into Gaza was, quote, unacceptable after Israel sent tanks into the southern city of Rafah and seized control of the crossing with Egypt. Events in Rafah have taken place in the backdrop of continued calls on countries such as Ireland to boycott the Eurovision Song Contest in which Israel is participating. First, Claire, could you just scene set a little bit on the latest on the proposed ceasefire and that movement of Israeli troops into Rafah?
Yeah, so this occurred overnight. Well, it emerged yesterday and occurred over Monday night, where Israel sent tanks into Rafah at the southern border of Gaza, and they seized control of the border crossing with Egypt. And there's actually two humanitarian corridors there, passageways that are very significant. The UN Secretary Antonio Guterres has urged Israel to stop any escalation and engage constructively in diplomatic talks from now on. No sign of that happening as of yet. And the Jordanian position on this is that the bombing in Rafah is really seriously going to jeopardise the ongoing ceasefire talks.
Israel is a participant, as I mentioned, in the Eurovision Song Contest this week. There was a lot of campaigning for Ireland not to participate, to be part of a boycott. Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil, do you think, or she, the Ireland entry was correct to proceed tonight in the semi-final?
I think Bambi Thug gave, you know, the answer very clearly around Ireland's participation, that a message can be sent by participating. Certainly Ireland, you know, does not condone, and the Taoiseach has been very, very clear around Israel's action. We do need to have a ceasefire now. We need the hostages to be released, and we need to look at where we're going from here. But I don't think that boycotting the Eurovision would have served a purpose. I think Bambi Thug sent a very clear message around, you know, the position of Ireland's entry on Israel. And I'd actually just like to congratulate Bambi Thug on qualifying for the final. I think it's a good song. And I think there's a very clear message that has been sent by participating.
Donegal O'Leary of Sinn Féin, do you agree?
Yeah, well, look, short answer, no, I don't think she should have participated, or Ireland should have participated. Yeah, but now I will say this. Like, I mean, I think to focus entirely on that isn't necessarily the point. The issue here is, and we're seeing it in terms of Rafah, we have an Israeli government that is, you know, feels like they can act with impunity, that there is no accountability for them. And in the medium to long run, what needs to be achieved to stop that? It needs to be the case that Israel feels the consequences. And while there is lots of criticisms, both financially in terms of trade and all sorts of other ways, they don't feel the consequences. So in my view, just as in South Africa 30 or 40 years ago, Israel needs to become marginalised. Now, like, I mean, that includes an awful lot of things. And in my view, I don't think we should have participated in that. But I think to focus on Bambi Thug isn't fair. And I have no particular issue with her. It's not, she isn't the problem here. Fundamentally, it's that as an organisation, Eurovision admitted entry to Israel. But what needs to happen is all organisations that have the opportunity to make it clear to the Israeli government that their conduct is not even remotely acceptable, is not humane, needs to take that opportunity. So this is about trying to achieve something significant, you know. So I think focusing too much on one individual is neither fair nor right. But ultimately, Israel does need to face the consequences and be marginalised internationally.
Sean Canny, briefly to you, the same question. Were they correct, Bambi Thug, tonight to proceed, or she and the Irish entry?
I think they were. I do not. I think it's a peripheral thing to say whether Ireland should participate. I think the kernel of it is Israel shouldn't have been allowed to. And the consequences for Israel have got to be felt economically as well, because what's happening at the moment is unreal. It's unimaginable. We hear bits of it of what's going on, and it's going to get worse. And the legacy is going to be dire unless it stops. And the only way it'll stop is if the world turns on Israel and say, you've got to stop.